Welcome back, all you amazing and beautiful people. This is Indigo's New Kingdom, the Conscious Podcast, with your host, Jordan Subu. And today we read my book, Perfectly Perfect, How to Live Your Dream Life. We are now finally completed with all chapters 1 through 10. Now we access the extra content, which is mostly just for you. So you have your own book. This is going to be helpful for you. Write down the book. If not, find a Google Doc or a piece of paper to use. If you don't have the book already, go to Amazon or Kindle or Barnes & Noble and get this book. I promise it's going to change your life. And I'm so sure of it that if you don't see some kind of results from after buying the book, not only will I refund you 110%, I will also let you keep the copy for yourself. This book has been helping thousands of people around the whole world, and I am so thankful and happy I've been able to do this for people and really use my knowledge to make a difference in the world. And this is all about teaching you the habits of happiness and teaching you skill sets and starting life on your own terms, building that self-confidence. That's where it all stems from. And this page is all about you. It's called Your Dreams, Goals, and Plans. This is the key on living a perfectly perfect life. What we write truly has a lot of power. Like before, a dream without a goal will only be a daydream, and a goal without a plan will never be a reality. Use these pages to conduct your dreams into reality. And here's a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. The size of your success is measured by the strength of your desire, the size of your dream, and how you handle disappointment along the way. And like I said before, this page of this book has notes section, and also, I'm a psychology major, so you probably know that by now, there are also a few blank pages. And some people actually are better at explaining themselves and getting out their dreams and goals and their plans by drawing pictures. So if you don't want to write down your thoughts or down your goals and your plans, definitely feel free to draw pictures and make a huge difference, or do both. And if you've seen my last podcast, I won't go too much into it now, but it's called SMART Goals. And SMART Goals is a really key way and fundamental way of really attaining your dreams, making sure what you want to happen come to fruition. So, the way I normally have my dreams and plans written down is how I break it down into big sections and small segments. So, one would be for the next day, then for the next week, then the next month, then the next year, or 6 months, then the next year, 5 years, and 10 years. And if you can, you can even start planning for generations to come. Now, these dreams and plans definitely will not always stay exactly the same, but it's good to have some kind of roadmap. Like for me, I'm trying to get so big where I can make cities and towns and hospitals and schools, and I already know some of my even bigger goals will not be able to be done by me. So not only am I trying to grow so big that I find a lot of awesome people to collab with and work with, but I also can pass this on to my children and their children's children and so forth. They always say that the really successful people, they plan for generations to come, while those who aren't as fortunate plan for the weekend. And my goal for this whole page right now, for this podcast episode, is to instill into your mind that you can do anything you put your mind to and so much more. It's all about perspective and how we really manage our time and what we're trying to do in our lives. So definitely, if you don't have this book already, definitely go buy one. Like I said before, it's a no-brainer. I'll offer money back on top of keeping the book yourself. But it's a 5-star on Amazon, and it's been helping thousands of people around the world. And if you were this far in the podcast, obviously you enjoyed it. So definitely go get your copy today. But even if you don't, I still have the free PDF on my blog. If you can't afford it right now, come help everyone I can. And also the free podcast, the whole book is on here now. So definitely use it to your advantage And if you don't have it already, though, like I said before, get a piece of paper, get a Google document, whatever you can. Get your dreams on paper. They say spelling is like magic because it has spell, like you're making spells. I don't know if I really believe in that 100%, but if you do, definitely use it to your advantage. No, it's always good to have a broad perspective. But I hope your dreams are super massive. Like, I always been talking about my mentors is never aim too small. Always aim as big as possible. Make it so big that it seems impossible or you would need help to do it. So even if you fall short from making it happen, you will land so much further than your original goal. One other thing I have to do too, I know I'm past my 5-minute mark, but I don't really like doing is having 3 sets of goals. I think I've done this in a past episode, but it's a recap. One goal, it can be your normal goal. What are you really trying to get? So, like, if you're trying to make $1 million, have it be your regular goal. And then have one goal that is significantly bigger than that one. And that one could be, like, your medium goal. So, let's say $10 million. So, even if you fall short from $10 million, you should definitely land past that $1 million mark. But then, this is what I always try to do my most of, it makes the grandiose goal so big that it definitely seems impossible. For me, it's $100 billion or $100 trillion. Whatever it is, I'm always trying to 10x and 100x and 1000x my goals to keep me going, to keep me motivated. And that way, I'm always aiming higher and higher. Like I said, if you aim for the moon and you miss, you'll surely land on the stars. But as always, we're all in this together. Let's dodge the few. Love you all. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.